Good evening, all you MAGA extremists out there. You know who you are. We're going to try this again. This isn't my normal night for streaming a live show. It's normally Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. But for whatever reason, and it may happen tonight, so I'm prepared for it. The powers that be messing with the technology have been interrupting my streams lately. It's been happening a lot on Freedom Fridays. It happened last night. And, they're never going to silence me. And I'm not saying that they're purposely doing it, but it's interesting the few times it did happen. We were talking about child trafficking on a Friday. Last night I literally was playing the Hunter Biden, My Son Hunter trailer, which I may attempt to play again, but it's interesting. So listen, if it gets interrupted, and it's interesting, it's not an internet problem. I have a main pipeline coming into the studio here. The entire computer system just did a hard restart. I did a necessary update on the streaming software that I use and everything else. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll roll with it. But this is what happens. This is what happens when you do a live show and things like that. But the live chats are open. I do see you guys, so feel free. I look, I respond. If those of you that are in here and know that, we're on Getter Live, we're on Rumble Live, we're on Facebook Live, and always at the Patriot Podcast Network on Roku TV. We're live there as well. And I'm possibly going to be doing a show 5 nights a week instead of 3, but I'm still exploring that. So anyway, we got a lot going on. I have some videos I wanted to share with you yesterday. Hopefully we'll get through this stream again with no interruptions. The My Son Hunter trailer, which I believe the movie comes out next week. I want to say September 7th. I'm not 100% sure, in and around there. I had mentioned the Daily Beast is having an absolute meltdown and saying anyone who supports this movie, it's not a documentary, it's a movie, obviously, on true events of what's going on with the big guy and Hunter Biden and the crack and the 10% and Ukraine and all this insane in the membrane nonsense with the Biden crime family. The movie's not even out yet, and the leftist rag that's filled with a bunch of 14 and 15-year-old whiny leftist girls are going crazy saying anyone that supports or promotes this movie is a Putin lover and Russia sympathizer and commie lover and everything else. And they're saying this because the Russian government and media, state media, has been picking up the story about My Son Hunter, the movie, basically ridiculing the United States government and laughing at what a joke we have become. And we are a laughingstock of the world right now. Pains me to say that as the patriotic individual that I am. I love this country. I love the people in this country and our freedoms and the Constitution, and I talk about it all the time. But we are right now a sitting joke. Everything. We have a current president right now that takes joy, and his press secretary and his administration that takes joy on criticizing and talking down and just being condescending to voting Americans. Forget about your political ideology. If you're the president of the United States, you notice I said if you're the president of the United States, you're supposed to be that unifier for all people. Oh, like Joe Biden said he was going to unite the country. But no, instead, he has his press secretary behind the podium regurgitating his nonsense rhetoric that he doesn't respect MAGA Republicans. Make America great again, because that's all we want to do. Make America great again. And by including everybody, okay, we just don't want a certain ideology shoved down our throat and have it forced on our children in schools. Also saying that MAGA Republicans, you know, not Republicans, but the extreme part, the MAGA Republicans, that we are the biggest threat to democracy. And, it hurts my brain, because then he'll also go ahead. Yes, I agree. Let's go, Brandon. Absolutely. Oh, speaking of Let's Go, Brandon, I don't know if you guys haven't had it yet. The Let's Go, Brandon wine. My friend Mike, he owns this winery. It's actually Westerly Wines in California. And he's got the Let's Go, Brandon wines. You can actually go to 13stripeswinery.com. That's 13stripeswinery.com. And you can get all kinds of really good wines. This is a 2019 Grenache. Let's go, Brandon. He's got all kinds. This is like gold right here. Let's go Brandon one. If you have liberal friends or liberal relatives, you bring that over for a dinner party and say, oh, I got really good red wine here. Let's go Brandon one. So then he goes and he wants to talk about the Second Amendment and gun control. And, you know, this is a guy, Joe Biden, who wants to criticize and lecture Americans on gun control when he left hundreds of thousands of weapons to a terrorist organization in Afghanistan. Like, oh, here you go. But Americans, we don't want Americans armed. But here, you can have the best military equipment in the world on us. Here you go. Ballistic equipment, everything you could think of. And, have all the guns you want on us. And then he wants to tell us that we shouldn't have guns. And if we're going to defend our country, we need more than a gun. We need an F-15. This is the same guy from the same administration, from the same party that says we shouldn't have guns, that we need an F-50. The only way we're going to fight the government or a country is with F-15s and nukes. But then in the same sentence, in the same breath, they'll say that Trump supporters almost overthrew the government on January 6th with not one gun. So which is it? Do we need F-16s and nukes to defend our country as citizens, to fight off our tyrannical government as free citizens? Or do we not need guns and almost overthrow the government on January 6th? Like, different sides of the spectrum here. And that's what these morons are spitting out. But hey, it's election time. So let's see what all the morons behind their TV are willing to eat and willing to believe while they get their fat asses in their car and drive down to the polls. Oh, wait, no, they don't do that anymore. While they waddle over to the kitchen table and take that last bite of their Hot Pocket and mail in their votes. And probably four other ones that they're going to fill out for the previous owners that lived in that house. And then go stuff the ballot box because of the cheating sons of bitches that they are. Did I say that? Are we still live? Sorry. Well, I know my equipment's been working good because right before I started this live stream, I was on Roger Stone's show, The Stone Zone, over on frankspeech.com, Lindell TV. I'm actually on that show every Thursday now at 5:30 p.m., and I'm firing questions at Roger Stone that I get from his fans and from my followers. So actually, if there's any question that you want to ask Roger Stone, you can send it to me. You can DM me. You can put it in a comment. You can even comment it in this stream. I'll take a look. And I'll every Thursday, 5:30, I take about 12 questions. And it could be anything. It could be about politics, could be about food, could be about movies, could be about fashion. Roger Stone's all into all that. And he answers all the questions that I give him from whether it's my followers or his followers. I go through his fan mail for the show and his fan email. And I pick out questions. So I'm looking to have Roger Stone do a live stream with me here so you all in the chat could actually interact with him live and ask him questions. We're working on just scheduling that. So that'd be pretty cool. Roger Stone is a good friend of mine. All right. So yeah, there we go. Joe Biden, the administration, the Democrats. We're all bad. MAGA extremists. Don't listen to us. Stay away from us. Take guns away from us. We are a danger to America, freedom, rights, and democracy. That is what we are. This goes back to the Hillary Clinton, we are a basket of deplorables. Trump supporters are a basket of deplorables. So we're deplorables and MAGA extremists. You know what? I'll take it because here's my attitude. If you're talking about us that much, well, we're not a threat to democracy. We're a threat to you keeping power. We're a threat to you, the Democrats, the extreme left, the progressives. We're a threat to them for holding power. We're a threat to them in them successfully cheating in selections. I'm not going to call them elections anymore. They're selections because that's what it seems to be. And I'm hoping that changes. And the way we're going to change that, people, is all of you getting involved, getting to the polls, getting your neighbors, making sure your neighbors are voting, making sure your neighbors, your friends, your family, your relatives, anyone you know, coworkers, people you go to church with, people that you just mingle with on a daily basis, that they're registered to vote the right way and that they're going to vote on election day. That's what we need. We need numbers, power in numbers, because they will lie, cheat, rig, and steal. And we have to do everything we can to stop it. And the way to stop it is by the numbers. That's what has to happen. Speaking of elections, selections, I'm actually going to jump. We're going to go to our first video. Dominion voting machines. We know that there's a problem. There's a problem with the Dominion voting machines. Maybe if I say it low enough, they won't cut me out. Dominion voting machines, we know there's an issue, is an ongoing issue. They're just, you know, not reliable. There are states fighting to get them tossed. I believe there are states that succeeded to get them tossed and using them for their elections. Mike Lindell is working very hard with lawsuits and everything else. He's even getting sued by Dominion for defamation and other things. But we know those Dominion machines are garbage. Garbage. Get rid of them. They're not reliable, and they actually taint elections. We know that. That's fact. Small election in DeKalb County, Georgia. Okay? DeKalb County, Georgia had a county commissioner election. And now this is going to be interesting when I start playing a video on elections, if they actually, if the live feed gets interrupted, but we shall see, as they say. So Dominion voting machines were used in DeKalb County, Georgia, in this county commissioner race, where if you don't get 50% of the vote, you have to have a runoff and all this. And there were some shenanigans, and I have the news report. It's about 2 minutes and 20 seconds long. We're going to watch, and it's very interesting because this is a small-time election. I believe only about 12,000 people voted. Small election, Dominion voting machines. Dominion voting machines are used all over in many elections, including the big, most important ones, national elections. If we're having these problems in these small elections, which we're about to watch, imagine what it is on a large scale. Well, we already know 2020, people. Okay? We know that. We know what the real story is. 81 million votes. Yeah, okay. All right. I'm going to go sell ice to Eskimos because they. Okay. So, do me a favor, if you can't for some reason hear the audio, let me know in the chat, but I'm pretty sure we have that is all squared away. They really messed with everything. So this is DeKalb County. It's a report about the Dominion voting machines. It's really important. So watch this. Please share this video. Please share all of the videos I put out. I put out some important stuff that we really should be talking about that obviously mainstream media doesn't talk about. It's all about decentralized media. That's what we're all about. I am not a news anchor. I am not influenced by money. I am not a news actor. I am Joe Blow, American citizen, Alan Jacoby with a podcast who likes to talk about what's going on out there in the world and likes to converse with people like yourselves on platforms like this so we can come up with opinions and ideas and to see what's really going on out there in the world, because as always, we should be questioning everything and doing our own research. So, all right, DeKalb County, Georgia. Check this out.
Right now, dozens of people are hand-counting ballots in the race for DeKalb County Commission District 2 after a candidate discovered a problem in the electronic tally.
Someone tell me we can hear this.
May 24th, DeKalb County, Georgia. Voters went to the polls to vote on a local county commissioner race in District 2 between Lauren Alexander, Marshall Orson, and Michelle Longspears. The end result from the Dominion machine showed Lauren Alexander received 34.67% of the vote, Marshall Orson receiving 41.35% of the vote, and Michelle Longspears receiving 23.98% of the vote. In Georgia, if one candidate doesn't get above 50% of the vote total, a runoff election is automatically held between the two top candidates, meaning Michelle Longspears was cut out of the race. But Michelle Longspears felt odd about the numbers, so she visited different precincts to double-check the tallies. Guess what? She noticed that in some precincts she didn't receive a single vote. But how is that possible that a candidate with 24% of the vote total finds precincts where she didn't receive a single vote?
Well, that's
while statistically alarming, the real surprise came when she realized there was not one vote cast for her in her own precinct, the same one where she and her husband voted for herself. Spears immediately demanded a hand recount of the results and got one. On June 1st, the results were released, and the difference between the Dominion machine count and the hand count was shocking. After the hand count, Lauren Alexander gained 355 votes, Orson lost 1,298 votes, and Spears actually gained 3,620 votes, making her the new runoff candidate. And here's the best part. When you add them all up, the hand count shows 2,810 votes more than the Dominion machines reported on the 24th. This is huge. In a small county commissioner's race, with 15,500 votes total, the Dominion machine tally was short by nearly 3,000 votes. What does that say about all the other races that were conducted on these very same machines? This is proof that the machines cannot be trusted. If Spears had not sounded the alarm, no one would have ever known.
Well, that is quite interesting. DeKalb County, Georgia. I mean, she voted for herself with her husband in her voting precinct, and it registered that there were no votes. I can understand. I can understand irregularities. I understand glitches. But this is ridiculous. I mean, what is your take on this? What do we do about this? Me? The machines have to go. In person, hand votes, handwritten votes, and you should have to show your ID in every state in the country. I'm in New York. I don't have to show my ID to vote. Get rid of the Dominion machines. Get rid of any type of electronic voting machines. They're unreliable. Unless you can come with an unbelievable fail-safe system, which I'm sorry is impossible when it comes to technology, then we need to get rid of the machines. 100%. Yes. Alaska, they flipped the seat that's been red for 50 years. Sarah Palin lost her seat, her election, not her seat, her election. And they used the ranked choice voting, which is very confusing to me. It's something, you know, it's voters rank the candidates in like first, second, or third. Like I don't understand it. I don't. I can't say much on it because I don't understand it. It sounds ridiculous and stupid. And now, of course, that's a story. That was a story today. Well, Sarah Palin lost her election, and that seat went to a Democrat for the first time in 50 years. And is that a message to Republicans going into the midterms? I don't believe so, because they used the rank choice voting, and the numbers are the numbers. So I don't believe that has any indication of what's going to happen in the midterms. I will say what will happen in the midterms, and that will be lying, rigging, cheating, and stealing. And again, broken record. Wow, this guy likes to repeat himself, but you got to get out and vote. You got to get people out there. You have to do it. You have to work the polls. You have to count ballots. Volunteer. Get paid. Do something. That's it. It's, you know, people are angry, people are frustrated, because when you're constantly being told you're the bad guy for loving America, and you're constantly being told you're the bad guy because you don't want the sexualization of children in schools, when you're constantly being told you're the bad guy because you want free and fair elections, you know, it's frustrating. It's, well, I'm an American. This is my feeling. This is my values. This is the right thing. Why do you other people want to make it so bad? How can they not see that these are bad things that they're advocating for? You know, why this whole, we must trust the government, we must trust the state, The government is going to take care of us. You know, Ronald Reagan said it. The nine scariest words. We are from the government and we are here to help. That was 10, so he shortened it. I think it was 9. You know, we are the most powerful government in the world. We make them. We the people make the government the most powerful in the world. We the people can change things. We the people give these people their jobs. The same people who have these jobs at $175,000 a year, who forced businesses to close and shut down economies and forced mandates that were unconstitutional on us, and then have the balls to ask us for their jobs back come election day. And that's important. And remember, you know, a government powerful enough to give you everything that you want also has the power to take it all away when they want. And people are okay with that. People don't understand that. People believe that that could never happen. It's happening. It's happened. When you're told you have to get a shot in your arm to go into a steakhouse in New York, or you can't go in that steakhouse and eat a steak, that's eroding freedoms. They're doing it. When they're trying to pass unconstitutional laws banning assault weapons, and there's no such thing as an assault weapon, that, again, is infringement on your rights. Yeah, or to go on a trip, or to go on a cruise, or to go anywhere. You have to get a jab. But now they're changing that. You know, there are cruise ships saying, well, now you don't need proof of the jab, because they don't want to admit it. They all see it. They all see what's happening. They all see the consequences of people getting it. Not everybody, but some. And it's happening. And people are now backpedaling and walking back certain things, but not saying, hey, we were wrong, because this is really screwed up. You know? So yeah, a small place like DeKalb County, Georgia, with Dominion machines. We just saw what went on in that video. Please, I mean, that video is enough to share the video. So please, show it to people. Like, look what happened in DeKalb County, Georgia. You know, there are other things that aren't being talked about. Like, you know, we have a wide open border, 5 million people. They're actually doing accurate reporting now. 5 million people have come over the border since Joe Biden has been president. 5 million people. And it's not just Central Americans people. It's not just people from Mexico. It's not just people from Guatemala. This is interesting. And I have a video to play on this, but this. So I was actually just talking to a source, a good friend of mine from the Border Patrol the other day, and he's in California, and he said, "Listen, this has been happening, but it's happening a lot more." Now, this is something that's not being talked about on mainstream media. This is something that you're really not going to hear a lot of places. You might not hear it anywhere else but here. There is an influx of Russian and Ukrainian migrants, fighting age, and some families that are coming to this country through California, actually through Tijuana. Tijuana is a touristy city. You know, they have streets and roads. They're not driving through deserts or anything like that, or the wilderness. It's, you know, a place people go to visit. So Russian and Ukrainian migrants are going to Tijuana to get into California and seek asylum. But it's very interesting how they're doing this. And there are American citizens that are complicit in basically trafficking these people. And what's crazy is they're not breaking laws doing it. So here's what they're doing. American citizens have cars. Well, what they're doing is they're renting these vehicles, whether they're doing it through Facebook, through Craigslist, through any other social media platform that they're able to contact these people. Hey, you're from Russia. I'm an American. I live in California. I have a car. You can rent it for $3,000 or $5,000, depending on the car, depending on how many people. So you have a bunch of people. They're paying $500 to $1,000 a pop. You get five or six of them in a car, Russians and Ukrainians who are willing to pay, and boom, you're making $3,000 and $5,000 on your car. And you're like, well, wait a minute. What are they you doing? They're going to come here illegally and the car is going to get impounded and they lose their car, right? Wrong. Okay. So now the American citizen, because they're just a free American citizen, Tijuana is a touristy area. They're now bringing the car, you know, to Tijuana. They're meeting. They could be meeting in a Walmart parking lot, anywhere on the street. Okay. Give me the $3,000 or $5,000. Here are the keys to my fully legal registered automobile from America that I just drove here. Came through legally. Okay. So now all the Russians or Ukrainians get in the car. They drive to the border like normal, like they're coming to visit. Hey, how you doing? Here to seek asylum. Okay. Well, this isn't your vehicle. We're impounding the border patrol. We're impounding the vehicle. We're detaining all of you. And now you're here. Now they're here to stay. They're not deporting them. They're here to stay. They're going to process and they're here to stay. Okay. So they surrendered. They're seeking asylum. The car gets impounded. Not confiscated. Impounded. So the tow truck comes, hooks it up, puts it in the border patrol impound yard. Right. Well, it only costs $300 to get the car out of impound. So the owner of the vehicle has to show ownership. The owner of the vehicle comes to the impound yard and says, hey, that's my car. Here's the registration. Okay, $300. You get the $300. They bring the car. Now you have your car back. You just made $3,000 or $5,000 renting it to Russian and Ukraine migrants. That's your overhead. $300. You made $3,000, $5,000. It's a good payday. And it's not illegal. And the Border Patrol is actually seeing the same vehicles with the same license plate numbers. There are cars that are getting impounded multiple, multiple times. They're not breaking the law. You can rent your vehicle to anyone you want. You don't know what they're doing. You rent cars to tourists in Tijuana. You're not asking them if they're going to America. You're driving the car to Tijuana, right over the border, meeting them, and they're coming back. And then you're getting your car back every time. I mean, like, we're in the wrong business. Like, I want to move to California, Southern California, and open up, migrant car rentals. Buy, 10 cars and rent them out for $5,000 a piece. But this is, desperate people do desperate things, and that's a big payday. And that is a big, big, big problem. And Russia and Mexico, they're not doing anything to stop it with one another. Russia, in 2021 gave Mexico, 3 million COVID vaccines. So Mexico's not doing anything to stop Russians from coming through Mexico to go to America. They're not doing that. They were given a payday, probably amongst other things. But now the other big issue with the border is that the drug cartels that are running rampant with now that rainbow fentanyl pills are coming in to target children. Literally, they look like Pez. They're all different colors. So you don't know. Kids think it's candy, takes the fentanyl, rainbow fentanyl pill, drops dead. But now we have armed drug cartel bases at our border. Fortified cartel bases at our border. And we're just allowing to occupy there because they're on the Mexico side. And you have news reporters private citizens who are flying drones who are seeing these fortified drug cartel bases with armed people in them, just hanging out at the border like nothing, just, getting people over the border. So Newsmax, and I will say this, that I am not a big Newsmax supporter. I like some of the stuff they do because immediately you say Newsmax, right wing, blah, blah, blah. They have their moments that I can't stand and they have their moments that I enjoy them. But they did a reporter that always covers the border there. He was live in Austin, Texas, and he had this. It's basically you're going to see armed cartel bases at the border from drone footage, not by military drones, not by law enforcement drones. I don't know. It might be, it's either journalist or it's just private citizen drone footage. Just, hey, look at the armed cartel bases right on our border. So I'll play this for you. It's not long, but check this out, because this is something else that's not really being talked about in mainstream media because they don't want you to know about it.
Show you some exclusive video that Newsmax has been able to obtain that occurred day before yesterday. And what you're witnessing right now is video taken from a drone from a private citizen in a security group who launched their drone day before yesterday in Aravaca, Arizona. And just a few hundred yards from our border, what you are seeing is a Sinaloa cartel forward operating base, which is heavily fortified. And I also want you to see here this gunman that they were able to capture on video, full chest plates, full chest plate carrier, along with a long gun. This is what's taking place along our border. Now, why is this important? Because the Sinaloa cartel is bringing more deadly fentanyl than any other cartel in Mexico. They're also one of the largest cartels globally operating. And when you think of the failures happening at the Southwest border, this is a great example, because you have to ask yourself, how in the world can the cartel have a fortified base on our border, and yet our executive leadership of DEA, FBI, and others are doing nothing to stop this? We should not be seeing these videos from a journalist. This should be coming from the executive leadership of law enforcement to explain to the American people how this border is degrading. So if you're sitting in the north and you're wondering how in the world is so much deadly fentanyl and methamphetamine getting into this country, what you need to know is this is how. We're doing nothing to stop these cartels, and this is why we are seeing so many of our own citizens dying in this country from fentanyl and many other deadly drugs.
Yep, they have it. I mean, what? Why? It's like, it's something we've never seen before. Like, just, and again, the mainstream media is not talking about fortified drug cartel bases that are sitting at our border, and our DEA, military, federal law enforcement is doing nothing about it. Again, wide open border. Fentanyl coming in at unbelievable rates. 5 million illegal migrants since Joe Biden took office, and that number is climbing. Every state is a border state. I mean, I'm in New York. They're coming here. They're going to Pennsylvania. They're going everywhere. They're going to Maine. Everywhere, everywhere, migrants are being bused. They're being flown. They're given clothes, hotel rooms, money. And they're all coming here. And not all of them are drug smugglers. Not all of them are rapists. But they're all in there. They're all in there. And there is a lot of criminals coming in by design, because they know that the border's open and nobody will do anything about it. Literally, the DOJ is busy politically persecuting people for walking through the Capitol with no guns, putting them in jail and in prison, who have no criminal record, who are not trying to overthrow a government, and raiding former presidents' homes. And it's just bizarre. And this goes back to, you know, there's big talk now that when the GOP takes the House, they're going to impeach Joe Biden, which is a pure political move. They did it to Donald Trump. They're probably going to do it to Joe Biden in a sense. Okay, it's a political move. I get it. It shows people what they want to do. Is it really a good use of time, money, and resources? Because they'll get an impeachment in the House. You're not going to get the 60 votes needed to impeach Joe, to convict Joe Biden on his impeachment in the Senate. It's not going to happen. I would much rather see them a full-blown investigation into Joe Biden as the former vice president of the United States and sitting president, air quotes. See what I did there? President of the United States, who was selected into his criminal activity using Hunter Biden's laptop, Hunter Biden's intel, everything around surrounding Hunter Biden, because he knows, you know, 10% for the big guy, Burisma, all of this nonsense. into building a case against Joe Biden. Because people are like, well, they have to investigate Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's really, you know, small potatoes as far as a target of the investigation. It should be Joe Biden. That's my opinion. I also think we should be focusing on Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security. He needs to be impeached and removed immediately from office. Okay, the crimes that this administration is committing down at the border is unbelievable. Attorney General Merrick Garland is another subject that needs to be impeached and removed. You know, lower hanging fruit. And it's going to be interesting to see what the GOP does when they take the House. I see a majority in the House. I honestly don't. I'm not confident on any type of majority by the Republicans in the Senate. I don't see it in the cards. But hey, I'd love to be wrong. I just don't think I'm going to be wrong. And we have to then pay attention to what's going on local to us. We have with elections looming. We have midterms. And then once we get through the midterms is when the shitstorm is really going to start, people. Really going to amp up. Are they going to get an indictment on Donald Trump? They're going to find a way to get some sort of indictment on Donald Trump. And, oh, I didn't, yeah, you know what? I just saw that. Is Joe Biden is he making a speech tonight? I refuse to watch him live. Refuse. I will not. I'm sure there'll be plenty of clips tomorrow if he is in fact talking. But there are so many at-home issues going on local to us that we have to weed out what the distractions are. Mar-a-Lago, the staged photos now that the DOJ is taking pictures of and releasing. Well, let's face it. If there was information out there that was really harmful to Donald Trump, then one, it probably wouldn't be redacted, and two, it would be leaked every step of the way. There would be leaks everywhere. How would there not be leaks? I don't believe that it would be so hush-hush if there was truly unbelievable, hey, gotcha, you treasonous fuck Donald Trump evidence around. I'm sorry. No one could convince me otherwise. I think it would be leaked 100% without a doubt. But we're all MAGA extremists. And, you know, remember, people, the party that closed your businesses, locked you down, mandated vaccines, tried to destroy the lives of the unvaccinated, you know, it was a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and just added 87,000 IRS agents who are going to poorly train them with firearms, wants you to know that you are a fascist. They want you to know that being pro-life, the White House wants you to know that you're a semi-fascist and an extremist. The White House is calling Americans fascist and extremists and a threat to our democracy. And this is what we have leading us. But man, you know, meanwhile, I'm waiting to see what if there's going to be a next pandemic. Are they going to drop another pandemic on us after? I don't see it happening now. I thought it was going to happen. I thought it was going to happen in August. And maybe sometime in September. There's no leading up to it either. There really isn't right now, and I don't see it. Maybe to go into the midterms. I think they're going to save it, and they're going to try to use that as a last-ditch effort again to shut things down and do more mail-in voting for the next presidential election. But, man, you know, closed schools. They were just, there was just an article out, I think, today that It caused the largest learning loss in 30 years of what they did to the school system with this pandemic. I mean, meanwhile, public schools now, you don't really want your kids learning in them anyway. But, you know, kids need educate your kids. Even if you're sending your kids to public school, hope that your kids are smart enough to weed out the bullshit. I understand some people have to. I would love to dismantle the entire public school system, especially now it's getting worse every day with these teachers. I mean, look what Project Veritas just did in Cost-Cobb, Connecticut, exposed an assistant principal who says he won't hire Catholics, he'll only hire liberals, and he has these forms of questions where he can weed them out. That assistant principal, because of Project Veritas, was put on administrative leave by the school district. Actually, I believe today, pending an investigation. I mean, it's right there on video. There's so much video of that guy. It's like a 12-minute video on Project Veritas's website about the assistant principal in Cost-Cobb, Connecticut. And now they just have another teacher in a prestigious school in New York City, the Trinity School, talking about basically indoctrinating kids. There's actually the New York Young Republican Club is staging a protest there this coming Tuesday with James O'Keefe from Project Veritas, who'll be there reporting at the Trinity School in New York City. But again, you know, if you have not heard, and I have it here, it's short. This is, you know, that clown, Karine Jean-Pierre, and she says it comes right out of her mouth. Here you go.
The president thinks that there is an extremist threat to our democracy. The president has been clear as he can be on that particular piece when we talk about a democracy, when we talk about our freedoms. The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights.
So there were some things there that she said that were correct. She said that the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. So I will agree with that 100%, because if it wasn't for the energized MAGA Republicans, I believe that a lot of these Trump-endorsed candidates in their primaries against rhinos would not have won. So yes, and there is a threat to our freedoms and our rights and our democracy, and those are the progressive leftists that want us to respect pedophiles, that want us to hand over our hard-earned money to people that don't deserve it. They are the threat that want to unarm us, that want to shut down our businesses, that want to indoctrinate our children, that want to sexualize our children, that want to exploit our children using the public school system to do it. All of that and those people, Democrats, are the biggest threat to our freedoms, democracy, society, humanity. And they're going to push it all hard. We have to be ready for it. We have to know that we have to get out there and get involved. Broken record again, this guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Because then again, you have the illustrious President of the United States making statements like this.
And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Think about this. Think about the rationale we use.
Yes, Sleepy Joe. Let's think about the rationale that you use, that we use, the morons on the left. You need an F-15 to keep a country safe. Yeah, they didn't need F-15s back in 1776. Okay. And remember, again, I said it early on, the same people that say we need F-15s and nukes, because he said that also said that unarmed Americans almost overthrew the government on January 6th. So again, you know. And yes, Diane in the chat, who's always in the chat. She's great. I believe you're from North Dakota, right? She's going to sign up to work during the election, and that's what everybody should be doing. You get paid for it. It's not a lot. It might not be as much as you would get working that day, but just know that the upside of that is if you're interested in saving this country, if you're interested in saving the sanctity of our election system, if it can be saved at this point, then you would take the loss and get paid less as a poll worker, as a ballot counter. You know, maybe you're not even going to do that, and you're going to, in your neighborhood, set up a system where you're going to carpool and you're going to pick up maybe people that cannot drive. You're going to transport elderly people who are mobile, maybe at a nursing home or an assisted living facility, or from their homes to their respective polling places so they can, you know, vote. The most important civic duty that we have is to vote and exercise that vote. There are so many things you can do. So many things you can do to make sure people are going to vote. And that's where communities come in. You know, it's who is going, who needs a ride to vote? Who needs to be registered to vote? Well, I can't get there to register. I'll go get the forms for them and help them fill it out and send it in. Avoid the mail-in ballots. Make sure your vote counts. It's beyond important. It's beyond important. We have openly just socialist people out there running for office who aren't even hiding it anymore. Literally, there was a woman running. She ran for assembly in New York. She won her primary. And before her acceptance speech, like right after she found out she won, she literally, I have the video, she literally said, socialism wins. I mean, it's like AOC 2.0. And I'm sure this woman is going to, I mean, wouldn't surprise me if she wins, you know, New York City, AOC, openly socialist. Nothing surprises me anymore. But this is this woman. Her name is Kristen Gonzalez. She just won her primary in New York State Assembly.
I know we're saving the speeches for a little later, but today we really prove that socialism wins.
Wow. 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 Socialism wins, people. How many communities have people like that across the country? Okay? Number one. Number two, did you hear the cheer in the room? Not a lot of people in that room. Probably about 10 people cheering, right? Maybe more, maybe a little less. Too many cheering socialism. Cheering socialism. Socialism wins. They want to see socialism across the city. They want to see socialism across the country. Meanwhile, all these people that preach they want socialism have never lived in a socialist country, have only benefited from the freedoms of this country and being privileged by the freedoms that we have. Like AOC, she's a socialist. She grew up on a tree-lined street in Westchester. She's not from the hood. I was a white boy that grew up in the hood. I was the only white kid in my neighborhood. I grew up in the hood. AOC grew up in affluent Westchester, New York, on a tree-lined street. And she's going to be a socialist. It's like they want to rebel against their privilege maybe and be a socialist. Like I grew up in the hood. Everyone around me was on government assistance. I was never on government assistance. My parents were never on government assistance. If anything, I should be the one saying, hey, I see all my friends and people around me that are there. They all love this. They all love this government assistance. Maybe socialism is great. Like maybe I should have been a socialist. Better chance of me wanting to be a socialist on how I grew up and where I grew up than AOC, who grew up as, you know, privileged broad with money who goes to Boston College. I didn't go to college. Couldn't afford it. Couldn't afford it. Didn't go. It's sick out there, people. It's really sick. You're right. They don't look at the consequences for their actions. They just don't care. And they don't understand what the consequences would be for their actions if they actually got people and succeeded to bring socialism to the to our country, to our communities. I'm imagining after a while when they realize that they don't have any control over their lives, they would have a problem. Hey, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Yeah, that's why, I mean, show me where socialism works. Explain to me where it works. I always ask that question and nobody seems to be able to explain to me how socialism works. I mean, they just can't. But we're all MAGA extremists and we are all in the Trump cult, which I've been told on social media the last couple of days, basically they need to eradicate everyone in the Trump cult. First of all, I'm not in a Trump cult. I like the guy. If he told me to jump off a bridge, I wouldn't. If he told me to jump off a drink the Kool-Aid, I wouldn't. I like him. I like his policies. I still like him. If he runs for president, I will vote for him. If he gets indicted, he'll still be able to run for president, just so everyone is aware. And I think he would actually, being how clever he is, he'd probably use the indictment to his advantage. And I do believe that if he does get indicted, it will again galvanize the base to get him reelected. I will say this. One, we have infiltrating rhinos in the Republican Party. We know that already. We know that. Your Dan Crenshaws and others. But I'm going to talk about one specific quick. Lady G, Lindsey Graham, who I think is one of the biggest pieces of shit in Congress. Trump backstabber, America backstabber, MAGA backstabber, America First Movement backstabber. And this moron actually goes on TV and says that if Donald Trump is arrested, if Donald Trump is prosecuted, there will be riots in the street. What kind of dumb shit would say something like that? First of all, the Republican Party conservatives, we are not savages that are taking to the streets and burning down cities. We are not wishing and attempting assassinations on Supreme Court justices, even the liberal ones. We are not advocating for violence against left-wing groups. We are not vandalizing left-wing group offices. No, the left are vandalizing right-wing group offices. The left are vandalizing parent rights offices and churches and police stations and police vehicles and federal buildings. We're not doing that. They are. So, Lady G for saying that there'll be riots in the street if Donald Trump is prosecuted, I think is just ignorant. Because anyone out there who condones violence in the street because, well, Donald Trump was prosecuted, or something else happens you may not like, well, then you're not America First. The only time people should be taking to the streets is defending themselves against a tyrannical government, if it ever became that time. Okay? So we have to watch for people like this, because then you have your Ray Epps on January 6th. You also have your false flags. You also have your infiltrators. Like if there are protests or there are rallies, peaceful rallies, you have to really be careful about plants at those places, whether they're federal law enforcement looking for a reason to harass people or gather information to harass people or organizations, or to cause an issue to make it look like it's a right-wing extremist issue. Yeah, I know. But the January 6th unarmed insurrection. You mean the January 6th planned Fedsurrection? I mean, it's just comical at this point. What's not comical are those innocent people that are sitting in a jail cell like they're in a third world country. What's not funny is that we live in a country where now the political party in power can just violate the civil rights of their political opponents. I mean, it's like Russia. It's like, hey, there's a political opponent in Russia. I mean, he ends up being poisoned in a park. He ends up falling out of a 10th-story window. He ends up mysteriously getting a car, bomb. It's not the same thing, but in a way, it almost is. Well, we're going to try to do what we can to go after our political opponent so he can't run for president. And then we have these Democrats that are running cities and states that are just going after Americans for nothing. I mean, my governor, Governor Hochul, she's such a vile, vile individual. Literally, fighting against and doing anything she can to get guns out of New Yorkers' hands and to keep them out of New Yorkers' hands. Unbelievable laws that she is passing in the state. You have to have a, I think it's after today, actually, I have to get a special license to buy a rifle, a long gun, a semi-automatic long gun, ammo transactions. Thank God I'm all stocked up. I'm not really looking to buy anything now. But I mean, this is the rhetoric now. But in New York, you can kill your baby up until basically college. And you don't need ID to vote. That's racist. You go against God if you're against vaccines. That is an actual statement that the governor has said in the past. They have no problem with a 10-year-old going to their school guidance council saying, listen, I'm a boy. I want to be a girl. Don't tell my mommy. Please let me keep clothes here so I can get dressed. And I want hormone blockers. And the school can do that. Or, you can put your 10-year-old on hormone blockers. But in New York, now you have to be 21 to buy a can of whipped cream. That is true. That is not BS. In New York, you now have to be 21 to buy a can of whipped cream because they're worried that people under the age of 21 might be doing whippets out of the can. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. But, I can commit an armed robbery, download 1 million images of kiddie porn, choke my neighbor, kill a police dog, and burn my neighbor's house down. Legit. All of those crimes I just said, which are on a list for cashless bail. And I can get arrested and be home in time for dinner at 18. But on my way home from not having to pay bail for doing all those things, I can't stop into the convenience store and buy a can of whipped cream because I may use it as a drug, as a whippet. But I can deal drugs and rob for them and get arrested and be home in time for dinner. Please make it make sense. Please make it make sense. I can't understand society anymore. It is what it is. Well, we made it, people. We made it an hour. We made the stream did not get interrupted. Maybe the federal flower delivery van is not on my block tonight. It could be. Could be that they had the night off or they're busy looking at something else, maybe making up some story about Russiagate or something. But listen, I actually have some exciting news. My cigar line is going to be launched officially by right after Labor Day. MyPatriotCigars.com. I've been working really hard on it. I'm a big cigar guy. If you're a cigar guy out there, you know a cigar guy. They're going to be or a girl. Listen, there are girls out there that smoke cigars or they give gifts. They're going to be amazing. They are amazing. I'm getting a lot of great feedback from a lot of big big cigar smokers who rate cigars. They're made in Nicaragua. The best cigars are made. They're better than Cuban cigars, which you can't get here anyway. But Patriot Cigar Company is going to be launching soon. You're going to be seeing you're going to be seeing a lot of it out there, because I have about 100 right now influencers and podcasters who are going to have promo codes that you can use to get a discount at the website of 15% off and support your favorite podcaster who might have a promo code. And, you know, I also don't want to forget one of my sponsors, MyPillow.com. Go over to MyPillow.com. You could save up to 66% on hundreds of amazing products using my promo code GREAT1776. You can also go to MyStore.com and get the My Coffee, which is very good. I'm a big coffee guy. Mike Lindell's coffee, the My Coffee, is really good. You can use my promo code over at MyStore.com, GREAT1776, and save 25% off the coffee. And again, at MyPillow.com, save 66% off hundreds of products. Promo code GREAT1776. I'm going to leave it there. We're into September, people. School has started. Midterms are coming. Get involved. Do what you can. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And most of all, God bless America. I'll see you tomorrow for Freedom Friday, 9 p.m. with James Curry, Eastern, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.